Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers football coach Ashley Henley. Coach took on a very good Nowata Ironman ball club. Beside the seven turnovers were the huge factor in the game. Still fell a little short. Just your thoughts about the game last Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to compete, and obviously we want to win. You know, we're not really in the business of moral victories, but you also try to find a positive from anything, and I felt like there was. You know, we feel like we're close to being a really good football team. You know, obviously Friday night we hurt ourselves, especially the second quarter was the wheels kind of came off there in the second quarter, you know, that created the separation from the score standpoint with the three defensive touchdowns off the turnovers. You know, it just happened so quick, and next thing you know, you look up, bam, you know, you're not even in the game anymore. But we competed and saw some good things and feel like, again, we've got a great year ahead of us.
You know, we've talked about Jonathan Blackman. We've talked about Hunter Brewer and also Blake Timmons. But there was one guy that we haven't really mentioned very well that was a big factor last year, and that was Kobe Morgan. And I thought Friday night Kobe played extremely well. He had about three drop passes in the game. But if he had those three catches, he could have done a lot of things for you this past Friday.
Yeah, you know, Kobe's kind of our senior leader. I mean, it's really kind of his team, to be honest with you. And he's a good player, no doubt about it. You know, he had, I think, 77 yards receiving and two touchdowns. I know he led us in tackles on the defensive side of the ball. You know, and we expect the drops to get cleaned up and to catch those. And again, he's going to be a factor for us all season long.
Hunter Brewer had another nice evening, had over 100 yards rushing last year, didn't play very well. But this year, I thought in the game against Nowata, Hunter, I think, he played very well.
Yeah, he did. You know, especially offensively, he's kind of the guy we want to make sure gets those 15 to 20 touches a game, you know, because obviously he can do a lot with it. When we get him in space, we feel like he's going to win most of the time, just with his burst and his top speed. And so, you know, he's really our guy offensively that's going to carry the load from the standpoint of getting touches with the football. And he did it Friday and contributed big time.
Well, and now we focus on the Pawhuska Huskies, who fell to Verdigris, which is a district opponent for the Doggers this year. Pawhuska is a team that the Doggers beat last year. What do you know about Pawhuska, and what the Doggers going to have to do to get that first win?
And we know they're going to play hard. You know, those kids are going to give great effort. You know, defensively, offensively, we're working today, kind of getting the plan there on how we want to go about it. But I'll be honest with you, you know, after a game like Friday, we really want to focus on ourselves, you know, with the mistakes that we made, that we don't feel like were necessarily caused by an opponent, but more mental lapses. You know, so this week, that's kind of our focus, is to do what we do and do it as well as we possibly can. Eliminate the mistakes, eliminate negative plays offensively, get our eyes right on defense and get where we need to be as fast as we can. And that's going to be our emphasis. You know, we know Friday we're going to go out and play a Pawhuska team that's going to play hard and play physical. But we feel like if we handle ourselves, that we'll be competitive.
You mentioned last week, and we talked about this one word, aggressive. Do the Doggers, again, need to be aggressive to get the win?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. You know, and I feel like we're getting there. We're not to that point, but we're making the progress of having that attitude. You know, and that's not just a defensive attitude, it's an offensive attitude as well. And I think we're seeing some growth there. It's not where we want it to be, but we're going to continue to preach it, and I expect that we'll get them there.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Doggers on Friday against Pawhuska.
No problem, Hoop. Appreciate you calling. Appreciate what you do.